8:38 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you. Time for our lending lessons with our friends from Wintrust Community Banks. If you have a question about refinancing, buying a new home, you need some money, you guys brought the... Hold on, let me find out. That's number three. And that's number four. Let's try that. Susan Seberg and Adam McLean are here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How are you guys? Hey, I see we have a... Do we have an intern in there? Did we finally get our intern, Lindsay?
Yeah, we have my daughter in there, Caitlin. 5 going on 15.
Oh, how are you, Caitlin? How you doing? Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Very nice. She says hi.
She says hi. Good. That's very nice. So anyway, if you have some questions, call us at 312-591-7000. It's not a contest, but we'll open up the contest lines if you thought about refinancing or you need a construction loan. You want to get a home equity line of credit. I've got a couple of experts in here that can answer any of those questions for you, hopefully any of those questions. I have a question for you. Is there any advantage from a tax perspective to get this done before the end of the year?
Gosh, I think some people would say that. I guess in our world, we look at it as you're going to get a benefit this year, and if you don't get it this year, you'll get it next year.
Right.
There's not – I think rates are low right now.
Right.
I think it's a good time to go and kind of just get off the fence and not overthink.
And there's a lot of changes coming down the road as
yes.
well. Not too huge, but there's some changes that are going to be coming down the road that makes it a little advantage, you know, a little bit of an advantage.
Do you know what some of those changes are? Is that something you can share with us?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Debt to income ratios.
Right.
Those will be changing.
Explain what that is.
Debt to income ratios is when you calculate your housing expenses plus all your other expenses, and you divide that by your gross monthly income. You got to remember, lenders use your gross monthly income to calculate what you can afford to purchase.
And there's a current percentage now?
Yes, 45% as of right now.
Yeah, and that's going to go down to 43%.
So tightening up.
That'll tighten up a little bit. And I believe, and I'm not sure, I haven't seen anything confirming this yet, but I've also heard that loan limits, the conforming loan limits will also be going down slightly. So
now, I mean, you guys are on the other end of this thing, but what is the reasoning, and who is the person that says we're going from 45 to 43? Is that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac?
Correct.
That's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Okay. And so does that mean that that's the kiss of death, or are
no.
other factors that go into that? I mean, if you're still at 45, does that mean, oh, I can't get a loan?
No, you just have to kind of readjust maybe expectations, you
okay.
know, and I think it's, you know, it keeps you got to keep your debt in check, you know, so you have to remember 43 is the back. That's what we call a back end ratio. That's your housing costs plus all your other debt included.
Car payments.
So car payments, your loans.
Credit cards.
Mm-hmm. So there's some good reasoning for doing this. Before, like, you know, in the late 2000s, there was really kind of, we could go up to 50, mm-hmm. sometimes even a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you could see where that got everybody.
Right. right.
So trimming it up, since we do use your gross monthly income before you pay out for your 401k or your 401k, before you pay, you know, your other bills, before you're taxed.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to keep those things in check.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not a bad idea.
So the whole idea with this debt ratio is the fact that ultimately when you're doing mortgages and they're conforming to the Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, those numbers have to be kind of in the realm so that you have the opportunity as a lending institution to sell those loans or go through those through that process.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And, are there? I hear all the time about people making mistakes as they're getting ready to get a mortgage. Like they feel like, you know, maybe they cancel credit cards or they do stuff like that. Canceling credit is just not a good idea.
Well, you got to be careful. You got to be careful on canceling credit cards because the thing is, when you're graded on credit, they look at your trade lines and how long you've had mm-hmm. those trade lines. And a lot of times, people have a credit card that they've had for 5-6 years, and
mm-hmm.
even though the interest rate's a little bit higher, and it looks like it could be a better idea to switch to a lower interest credit card. If you cancel that credit card, you've just canceled canceled something that you've been graded on for a very long period of time.
Some good history.
Yeah, some history.
I see.
And then you have no recorded history on the new card. So sometimes it'll hit your credit.
Got it. 312-591-7000 is our number for questions for Adam McLean and Susan Seberg from Wintrust Mortgage Companies. And I've got a call here for you guys. This is Sue in Algonquin. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. How can we help you?
Well, you can't help me, but I just want to say I have dealt with one of Wintrust people for a reverse mortgage, and I cannot tell you how much he did for me. He got the application in before the October 1st changes in the rules. We just worked together, and he was so professional and so helpful that I just have to say,
that's great. That's great.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
We have some great reverse mortgage.
We do.
Reverse mortgage guys.
We do. Very, very professional. Very excellent.
Extremely. And he knew. I mean, he just was. I can't say enough about him.
Well, you can give us his name.
Yeah. What's his
Go
name?
Ahead. What's his name?
It's Will Yoho.
He's an awesome
he's
guy.
He's the best.
Yep.
Wait, that's
the
guy. Doesn't he owe me $20? He's not that awesome. I'm kidding.
He probably would pay you back
with interest.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's very nice to hear, Sue. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. That's funny because we took that call. We didn't. It just said Sue from Algonquin. You never quite know. You know, I just want to tell you, I used Wintrust, and you're going, okay, wait for it, wait for it. You know, I have to tell you, my mother is deceased now. She's been gone for several years. And years ago, she, you know, she was a very proud woman, kind of her own deal. She wanted to do her own deal. And she was approached, I think, in the infancy of this whole reverse mortgage thing. And that really scared me. You know, I mean, it was, and you know, on a personal level, I was like, Mom, you know, you don't need to go do this. We can help you, that the kind of thing. But you can't tell your mother what to do, right? She wanted to do her own thing.
She probably saw one of those late-night TV commercials right. with the celebrity spokesperson.
Right. And I know, and I don't know, in the infancy when this, because the reverse mortgage thing is not that old, right?
Right.
10 years?
Maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
But it didn't have a lot of restrictions early on, right? It was just like, hey, anybody could get one.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what the rules are now to get it, because isn't there an age requirement now?
You do have to be 62.
Okay.
You have to own your own home. You
own it.
Own it. Correct.
No mortgage.
Well, you could have,
you
a, mortgage,
have a mortgage,
but you're entitled to your own,
okay.
own home.
Okay. Okay.
So basically,
okay,
it's your place. You have to be residing there. You have to have a certain amount of equity. That's usually probably the biggest sticking point, is the amount of equity in terms of the money that you're going to be able to get out in your reverse mortgage. The amount of equity, there's going to be a percentage that you're going to be allowed to take. The important thing to remember about a reverse mortgage is it is for the person. It is for your mom. Mm-hmm. It's not for the other family members to come in and, you know, use mom's house as a piggy bank, because right. Sometimes that does happen. I think people like Will Yoho will meet not just with the owner of the home, the potential borrower. They will meet with family members, anybody that wants to sit in on their meeting, to make sure, in your case, you could have come and made sure that you understood what was going on and what
right,
the parameters
so
were.
Is, I mean, what is the, why am I doing this? I'm a 65-year-old man, and I, you know, maybe I'm living by myself, and I can't make it on my Social Security and my retirement, and I'm,
well,
am I buying some time here?
Well, you're buying some time, but the other thing is, you got to remember, it's, you know, equity, when it's you're throwing the equity in the home, it's, I use the term debt equity. You know, there's really no other way to tap into it unless you sell the house, take an equity line of credit out. And this is, for a lot of people, this is their biggest investment.
Right.
So,
all right, hold that thought, because I want to talk a little bit more on this before we let you guys go. In the studio is Adam McLean and Susan Seberg. We're talking about mortgages and refinancing, and we got on the topic of reverse mortgages. I have to tell you, they concern me a little bit. I mean, you said this, that you have to be careful. I want to put it a scenario. So I'm a 65-year-old man. I own my home 100%, no mortgage. All I'm doing is paying my taxes. But I'm a little short on cash because, you know, whatever, my investments or my, you know, and my Social Security. I mean, you got a lot of people that are just making it on what they have.
Right.
Right.
Now, I come to a mortgage company. I come to Wintrust, say I want to do a reverse mortgage. I've got equity in the house. You know, whatever, the house is worth, appraises at $300,000, and I can probably easily get a $100,000 reverse mortgage, right?
Correct.
Now, what are the terms of that reverse mortgage?
Terms of that reverse mortgage are basically...
Is it a 10-year note?
It's kind of till you sell the house. essentially. So they're going to figure out, there's different payment options that you can choose. You can take a lump sum. You can take a monthly income from that. All those options are laid out to you by our reverse mortgage specialists.
And am I paying back any principal or am I just paying interest?
You can if you want to. You can structure it the way you want to. If you want to use it as a short-term product, maybe you know you're going to, you didn't want to cash in your stocks and bonds because it was at the low. You didn't want to sell. Maybe then you do 3 years later. There's a lot of flexibility in the reverse mortgage. And again, it's not a simple process from the way somebody like Will Yoho would approach it. He's going to sit down and find out what's going to be the best thing for you because there's different options.
And if they are for you, there's a lot of products out there. And I think that's the one thing a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people still think that there's just 30-year fixed mortgages.
Correct.
And there are a lot of products out there. There's, you know, there's all everybody, and I think I've said this before, is that it's like a fingerprint. Everybody's scenario is a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
Different, and so the scenario, the product, it's going to be different for everybody.
What I'm hopeful for, and you know, you guys have been in business a long time, and you're kind of built on this whole community thing. And I mean, I'm hoping, you talked about this guy Will, but I'm sure there's other people that do
sure.
these as
absolutely,
well, right?
Yeah.
That you sit with those people and really talk to them about it, because I look at a reverse mortgage as being, I hope it's not like a desperate situation for people. And when you need a lot of money and you've got the equity, you want to do it, you really do have to look at what the long-term goal is here.
Right.
Because you don't want to get caught all of a sudden, to your point, I take that 100 grand lump sum and, oh, I'm going to buy a new Cadillac and, oh, I'm going to take the kids on a cruise and this and that. And all of a sudden I use the 100 grand. And even if I'm just paying the interest, that's a monthly thing that
right.
expense that I have, and I don't want to get in trouble, right?
Right.
So you really do have to sit down with people so they understand the whole deal.
Right.
Exactly. And that's why for Susan, I'm not sure if you've done reverse mortgages, but I always defer to either Will or
it's
one
such
of our
a hybrid.
Experts.
Absolutely.
Because it's
that's
a,
all they
it's
do.
A completely different product.
Right.
And you have to have a certain skill set there.
And you hear it on TV right. all the time, and they make it sound so easy. And, you know, all these people, you should do, you know, like you said, late night actor standing up there telling you, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Right.
And you just got to make sure it's for you.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And, again, involve your family and those, because some of the downside, if you move from your home, even if you go to assisted living facility, when you're not in your home anymore, that changes it up too. So you want to be prepared for the life's eventualities and how it's going to work.
Yes.
And that your family should know that too, those people that might have to come in and step in and take
good.
Care of things
all
for
right.
you.
Well, and you've got experts at Wintrust that
we
can
sure
help
do.
People
absolutely.
Navigate through this. No late night people on TV talking about this.
No,
not
yet.
That you know of.
Just talking early morning on the radio.
Yeah, right.
Which I understand you like the later times now, right? Not bad, right?
Yeah. Well, I can stay out later now. So.
There you
oh,
go.
Yeah, right. All right. Don't tell people that. Adam McLean and Susan Seberg from Wintrust Community Banks. Adam, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me. I'm downtown. I'm at 312-462-7712.
And Susan?
I'm in Northbrook on the North Shore, 847-712-6021.
Nice to
my
see
cell phone.
You.